The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello. Welcome again. And I believe the technology is all set up now. And there's a certain kind of delight with that I find with a certain capacity to respond to the world, to respond to what's happening. And I love the word respond rather than react. And I like the word respond rather than act. That there's a place from deep inside, a kind of intelligence, a kind of knowing, a kind of understanding, that is not tied closely to the conventional identities that we might have, the places, the identities or the center within where we react, center of anxiety or desires or conceit. There's a deeper place of responsivity. And to go through the world and respond from that place can be a delight. It is not being mindless. There's a lot of mindfulness and intelligence that operates. But the deeper intelligence, which is not sidetracked or dominated by the world of reactivity, the world of conceit, the world of me, myself, and mine, being the agent, being the victim, being the one who has to be responsible. But rather than being responsible, there's a place of where we have an ability to respond from deep inside. So as I went through today setting up the technology, for the most part, there was delight in the responsivity to what was needed, and even though things weren't quite right and I wasn't quite remembering everything, there was still this place where there was a delight in this intelligence that knew what to do. And there were other things that were needed to be cared for as well. So to sit in meditation and not have it be so much something that you do, but something that you attune yourself with, something that you connect yourself with. It's a deeper intelligence, a deeper responsivity to what's going on. So let me see if I can guide you a little bit in this regard. So to begin, to assume a meditation posture that for you will be a posture with which you're going to attune yourself to your body. It's kind of like the posture is adjusting the antenna, the old-fashioned antenna of a radio, to best get the signal. So how would you adjust your posture so your more of your body is receptive to the signals of the body itself, to the aliveness of the body? And closing your eyes, with your eyes closed, letting your inner senses, the senses that pick up the body, tune yourself into your physical sense bases, sense nerve endings, feeling your body, sensing the body in whatever way is easy for you, but where you start becoming aware of more of your body than you would normally in your life. And then within your body, as if the finest antennas in your body are in the area of your body where you experience breathing. And place your attention in that area around where you feel your body breathing to better receive the signals, the sensations of the body breathing. As you exhale, relax into the sensations of breathing. Softening the shoulders. Softening the belly. And we can have a complicated relationship with breathing, and it's possible to have a very simple relationship to it, giving it no attention at all. Forgetting about it as we go through the day. But independent of your conscious efforts, your body adjusts your breathing depending on what it feels is needed. If you're exercising the body, the breathing breathes faster and deeper. If it's getting ready to fight or flight, maybe it breathes shallower. If it lays down to rest, the breathing softens and maybe gets longer. All through the day, there's an inner intelligence where the breathing is adjusting itself to what the body thinks is needed. As we sit here meditating, have the body's antenna finely attuned to how breathing is breathing, trusting the breathing to breathe as it does, and you, your attention, your awareness of breathing is offering the support that breathing needs to breathe in a way that is responsive to the rest of you. And if you can feel how breathing cares for you and adjusts itself for you, maybe you can relax into your breathing more and watch and see the subtle ways in which breathing changes. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to feel or sense into your body as if it is a finely sensitive antenna. And allow it to be a receptive antenna that receives the array of subtle and not subtle sensations of your body. To feel and sense the sensations of your body in whatever way you can feel it throughout your body, maybe as a hum, vibration, maybe strong sensations, weak sensations. And without trying to understand anything, have a sensitivity and receptivity to your body sensations as if it's important information for your body to receive. Important information for the body itself to integrate, feel, and know. As if you're listening to a friend and really listening to what they have to say without interfering. Listen or feel your body without interfering. Let it have its say. And as you do so, what message, what information or impulse of kindness, love, compassion exists in your body and heart and mind? What sense of deep care might be present? And this ability to listen to the sensations of your body can be extended out into the world, partnering with your body, the body's antenna, with your mind and heart working together. Consider the wider world around you and extend your care and love, wishing for the well-being of those you know, strangers, the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may our ability to listen deeply, be attuned to others deeply, be the means by which we can love and care for this world. May all beings be happy. Thank you.